This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. But if we the people don't stand up and stand and take a stand for a government of, for, and by we the people, hey, the elites continue to run amok and take advantage of us. And at every turn, they're doing what they can to eliminate the freedoms that we're enjoying less and less of. Note that today is National Butterscotch Brownie Day. So for those of you that like butterscotch in your brownie, have a happy day. Of course, the day after Mother's Day, which I liked Bruce Kaufman's reminder of Rudyard Kipling in his statement. I know you've heard this before. It says, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. Thank you very much, Bruce, for reminding us of that. It's also National Lost Sock Memorial Day. I mean, like, what are we going to do? We're going to play taps for our lost socks that, you know, where do our lost socks go, Scott? I mean, that is a quandary.
The laundry gnomes, I guess.
The laundry gnomes. I mean, I think, you know, don't tell Congress about this or the government, because they'll do some sort of special research. They'll pay somebody a bazillion dollars of our good pay tax money to find out, you know, the issue of the lost sock. But we have a memorial day.
I'll do the research for half a bazillion.
Yeah, half a bazillion. Maybe we'll do that together. It's National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Just and the other, speaking of freedom, you know, the true source of freedom is if you're really good and you really want to be free, you go to your mattress and you tear that tag off. You know, that tag you're never supposed to remove? You just tear it off, and that just gives you the sense of freedom. Okay, and that's today. Today is the official day to tear the tags off the mattress day, in case you didn't know. So go give yourself a sense of freedom and do that. And then, because I know as soon as you do that, you're going to be reminded of what's going on with this crazy bathroom bill that's happening. The conversation continued, and we wanted to remind you of what happened in that discussion with Chris Wallace on Sunday with Governor McCrory. And, you know, the question is, well, what are you going to do now? What's your next step? And here's what he had to say.
I'm looking at all my options. And one thing the nation has to realize, this is no longer just a North Carolina issue. This order, this letter by the Justice Department is saying that every company in the United States of America that has over 15 employees are going to have to abide by the federal government's regulation on bathrooms. So now the federal government is going to tell almost every private sector company in the United States who can and who cannot come into their bathrooms, their restrooms, their shower facilities for their employees. And they're also telling every university in the United States of America. This is not just North Carolina. They are now telling every university that accepts federal funding that boys who may think they're a girl can go into a girl's locker room or restroom or shower facility. And that begins, I assume, tomorrow.
Well, and tomorrow would be today. And, you know, and already Target, for example, is a big retailer. It's had their issues. Business has fallen off. And then there was a report here recently that they caught somebody who was in a girl's bathroom and was peeping over the top of the stall. A young girl was being violated. And, you know, this stuff is starting to happen. And shamelessly, you know, because of, you know, what our government is doing is forcing a round peg in a square hole here. And how many more incidents like this do we have to happen that have to happen? Or in a situation where, look at this, could you imagine the parents standing outside and their daughter comes and says, that man was just, peeping over with his phone, peeping over the wall. All of a sudden, what are you going to do? Scott, I mean, this is going to be absolutely dangerous and absolutely insane after all these years, and he says decades. I mean, this has been going on for a couple hundred years. We're so upside down right now. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's Bill Martinez, and we're live at just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. America, it's always good to have you along with us, and it's time to take one of those mental breaks. You know, it's always good. You know, we talk about the heavy stuff, whether it's issues of faith or the politics and the world of the political campaigns, because they're all over us big time. But, hey, we're fortunate enough. We get a little bit of relief. We got Michael Loftus with us, one of the busiest national performer writers in comedy today. He's host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus on TV and The Loftus Party on radio. Michael Loftus, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Coming off a pretty big weekend, pretty big comedic weekend.
Yeah, there was comedy all over the place, including what was going on with the correspondence dinner, huh?
I always love it. I always love it. And I don't know when they're gonna learn. Never put the comic on after the president. The president is the closer. It's like trying to follow the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. Yeah. You just don't do it. The president is always going to win.
Or a cute little kid with a dog, right? I mean,
right?
Forget it. You're done. It ain't going to happen.
Don't follow the little kid with the dog. The orphan with the puppy. Never do that.
Exactly. Well, but Wilmore, you know, there he is. He's doing what he can. And, boy, some of the – I guess maybe he just had to have fun and maybe just shock people because he was, after all, the anchor to the whole thing, right?
Yeah, you know what? The two things that most people are, I think, talking about today is like the Ted Cruz Zodiac Killer run, which was kind of funny, and then him dropping the N bomb on Obama at the very close, and that I thought was it was a choice. It was a choice. I think it was a bad choice. I wouldn't have done it. But it just reminds me, you know, there's words that, you know, white guys can't say. There's cartoons that we can't draw. I think white people should have a word that enrages us. And right now I think it should be a filing cabinet.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, but I thought all filing cabinets matter now, don't they?
Yeah, all right. So maybe let's switch it to stapler. It's either stapler or filing cabinet.
Okay.
When somebody says that, all staplers matter. But that's
you can be outraged. I mean, why not?
Yes.
But yeah, that's amazing though. But what did you think about Obama? He dropped a little bomb of his own on Chuck Todd.
Oh, you know what? I must have missed that part. What was the Chuck Todd joke?
Yeah, he kind of dropped a little bit of the lip sync F bomb on him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was all right. I really liked his Jake Tapper joke, where he's Jake Tapper decided to get out of journalism and join CNN. I laughed out loud at that. That was just a great joke.
That was hysterical. And I especially loved the bromance between he and Boehner, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's all very good. See, we're talking about the president. He did great. Don't follow the president. I mean, Larry Wilmore... Just don't even try to do it. Next year, hopefully, they listen. When I go out and I do comedy at a corporate event, I always make sure they're done with dessert, right? They have their dinner, they finish their little chocolate souffle thing, then I start. I'm not funnier than chocolate souffle. Just not.
Well, you're chocolate souffle interruptus, buddy, and you can't afford
that's right.
that.
There's nothing worse than trying to enjoy your dessert than some idiot starts telling jokes.
Exactly. Well, you know, because otherwise it ends up being spit across the table there, and people get a little nervous and anxious about all that kind of stuff.
That's when you know you've done well, when people are choking on their dessert, when people are trying not to pee. That's the best.
That's right. Well, Michael, we've been real serious about this political season. You got Hillary and Bernie, and there were some good comments there. The president took a couple shots on Bernie, and even you talked about that Bernie appears harder for Hillary to kill than Rasputin, huh?
She won't. She is like the multi-headed Hydra. You chop off one head, she grows two more. It is an amazing thing to watch. Unfortunately, it is the future of our country, so it does matter. When historians look back at the Hillary Clinton campaign, they'll just be amazed. They will just be amazed that she's under an active FBI investigation and she's still the front runner.
Well, it's a review, Michael. It's not an investigation. You didn't know that the FBI changed their whole policy just to accommodate her and Bill. And they don't do investigations anymore. They just do reviews.
Well, that's what I want. I tell you what, when the IRS comes after me, I just want a review. I don't want an audit.
Yeah, exactly. I just want the Hillary review. I'm with you on that.
That's what we should do. Whenever I get in trouble with the law, I'm going to be like, hey, you guys, don't arrest me. Just give me the Hillary review.
It works for me. Hey, you also talked last week about this bromance that went nowhere between John and Ted's excellent adventure. What happened here, man? Was this a misfire or what?
It was the most poorly conceived alliance in the history of Survivor. I mean, when the entire voting population on the left and the right, we're all tired of like backroom deals and secret handshakes and blah 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 blah. So when you realize this, when you realize the entire voting populace is tired of like secret deals, don't do a secret deal. Don't start divvying up votes. Right in front of everybody. I think Kasich, whose dad's a postman. I don't know if you knew that about John Kasich.
Yes, I did. I did.
My
know
dad's
that, yeah.
a postman. He's got like it's like my dad's a postman Tourette's. It's like Marco Rubio being the son of immigrants. We get it. We can move on.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and learn how to eat your pancakes, according to Donald Trump. I mean, he's got everybody pancake weary. I had a pancake the other day. All of a sudden, I mean, I haven't eaten pancakes in probably over a year, and I thought, hey, I'm going to have a pancake. I found myself
making a montage of John Kasich eating.
No, I have not seen it. I bet
fantastic.
It's hysterical.
Somebody put together a whole montage of just John Kasich chowing down. And I tell you what, I've never liked him more as a candidate in my life. That guy knows how to eat. And
well,
like, he should be big like Chris Christie big. But he must be like a hummingbird inside.
Well, he's got the metabolism. He's got metabolism. Christie doesn't have metabolism.
That's right.
Yeah, he missed his metabolism somewhere between lunch and dinner. I think he just kind of went south.
Chris Christie's dad wasn't a postman.
That's probably why. And he's got he's heartbroken over that, going, Dad, I could have been a contender if you'd have been
a
postman.
Why weren't you a postman?
Yeah, exactly. Now here I am. I'm chasing behind Donald Trump like one of those animal caretakers at Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, picking up the stuff behind, right?
Yeah, and Chris Christie can't do anything right. That poor guy went to a Springsteen show the other day trying to have a good time, and then they put video of that. Look at Chris Christie trying to have fun at a Springsteen concert. Does that guy get like 1 minute alone ever?
No, not at all. And then his wife's off to the side rolling her eyes because she didn't like the song selection.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, speaking of not liking the song selection, somebody needs to tell Carly. Like, I think it's nice that you sing and you make up songs, but don't do that when you're giving a big speech, right? Like Cruz, when he says, "Listen, I'm gonna have Carly Fiorina as my VP candidate." Okay, that's weird enough, dude. Weird enough that you're announcing who your vice president's gonna be when you're not in the lead, and then she comes out and decides to like just kind of riff a little song about playing with the kids on the bus.
Well, you know Saturday Night Live is going to have fun with that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Tina Fey is going to come out of retirement one more time. She's going to say, who needs Sarah Palin? I've got Carly Fiorina now, right?
I tell you what, that is so comedy ripe, it could bring Gilda Radner back.
Michael Loftus, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Always, man. You got it. Anytime, buddy. Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Coming at you in over 270 markets across these United States, and also, and you know, thanks to our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, that would be our shortwave affiliate, WWCR. We're around the world, you know, spreading the good news to do everything we can to give you the truth, get this country back on track, because given the option, you know, you want to make your choices based on the truth, the facts as best you know how, not necessarily on opinion, certainly. We find empirically that
when we make solid decisions based on the truth and facts, we win. We win more often than lose, and why not put the odds in our favor? Big question for you right now. How would you like to spend less time and make more money? Who wouldn't, right? Well, we're going to be talking with one of the authors of The 30-Minute Millionaire, The Smart Way to Achieving Financial Freedom. He is with us right now, Peter Tanis, author of Investment Gurus. Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Fine, Bill. It's a great pleasure to be on with you.
Hey, great to have you on. As your jacket says, investing experts, best-selling authors, Peter Tanis, Jeff Cox, return with The 30-Minute Millionaire. It's a step by step guide to achieving financial success. Whether you're new at investing or already preparing for retirement, the authors provide practical advice with specific examples, giving you the tools and knowledge you need on your path to becoming financially secure. That was your motivation in putting this together, is that you wanted to give people some smart ideas, proven ideas that have worked. I've often said, Peter, that if you want to be successful, why don't you just follow their lead and do what successful people do?
Yeah, well, we've been through all the rough spots. I've been doing this for many decades, and I've made all the mistakes that I can help people avoid. And one of the biggest ones, Bill, is that in this era that we live in, we are inundated with just too much information, and it becomes an overload on us. So our thesis is that if you're willing to spend 30 minutes a week on your investment portfolio, that's all the time you should spend. And we'll show you how to become a millionaire over time. It's not secret formulas or anything else except a very easy-to-follow, disciplined approach to investing.
Well, Peter, some people would say, well, that's fine and well, but at this time where America's economy has been languishing, things have been very difficult. Give them some hope and perspective why they need to get in the game sooner and not later.
Sure, absolutely. The way most wealth is created in this country is through the stock market. The stock market has a 100-year record of 9% a year growth on average. Now, the problem with that statement is the words "on average," because through history we've had decades when the market has gone up 16% a year, and we've had decades, including a very recent one, where the market went up 0% a year for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to understand how this works, and confidence that in this country the best way to make money is through stocks and a well-balanced portfolio, and with some patience and some intelligent guidelines as to how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Because the law of gravity even exists in the stock market. It's not always going to stay there, right?
Well, that's the point. The point is that if you panic out, look, the worst crisis we had in this country financially was 2008-2009. We almost lost the banking system in this country, and people panicked out of the stock market. Many people's retirements were ruined in the 40% decline in stocks in just a few months. But if you panicked out, you missed one of the biggest recoveries we've ever been through in the stock market as well. So it involves a little bit of discipline and self-confidence, and confidence that this trend that has been going on for 100 years will continue.
Well, Peter, I know you believe in this as well. This has been a tenet that I've held to, most of my life. And when I first heard about it, the Pareto principle, that it's 20% that gives you 80% of the yield. And to your point, in this information age we live in, lots of information is, it's good and bad. So the challenge is you got to discern what information you're going to hold to. Considering that 80-20 percentage there, what 20% do we need to be focusing on?
Well, that's a very good way to put it, Bill, and as you always do. Let me put it to you this way. The 20%, or however you want to call it, that you should concentrate on is very simply a certain set of rules and principles without getting deluged with information. For example, one of the bits of advice we give people is don't buy stocks. And they say, what are you talking about? You've been telling us the stock market is the way to invest. And I say, yes, it is. but not you buying stocks. Let the professionals buy stocks, because if you decide you want to go and buy stocks yourself, you've got to answer this question. If you're only going to spend 30 or 40 minutes a day researching stocks, explain to me how you're going to do better than a professional who spends his entire day doing that.
Exactly.
So
right.
Pick index funds, pick mutual funds. We'll help you do that. And one thing, let me add, in our book is that it's not generalities. We tell you specifically what things to buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's important. And you know, I like what Tom Peters said years ago in Search for Excellence. He talked about sticking to your knitting, which is you got to do those things that you're good at. If you're good at making money and not necessarily good at investing, you need a better set of counselors to, you know, let them do what they're good at. If they're good at, taking your investment and increasing it, that's a good thing. And you've got a good team on your side, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And in the case of the 30-minute millionaire, we basically give people at all levels of the spectrum, including those starting out with just a few thousand dollars, how to get from here to there. It's very systematic and it's easy to follow. And don't spend too much time on it, because most of the extra time you spend will be counterproductive. It can be made simple, and that's what we put all our expertise into doing.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the area of the rule of diminishing returns, and you can do that with your time as well. I like the chapter especially on Buffett rules. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, actually, that was one of Jeff's major chapters, and he did. My co-author Jeff Cox is actually the finance editor of CNBC. Jeff did that, and it basically involves looking at things simply, investing in the stuff that you understand. And one of our main features is to make sure that you understand what you're investing in, and I think we succeeded in doing that.
Absolutely. Well, in the short time we have here, and I'm trying to get to the nuts and bolts of, you know, the 30-minute millionaire. I mean, if you're new to investing, even if you've been around investing, this is a must-read book. I mean, the way you and Jeff have laid this out for us, Peter, it's brilliant. I mean, it gives you, you know, some practical understanding of what's going on, and even for those veterans, it probably reminds them of things that maybe they've forgotten along the way.
Bill, I much appreciate your comments, and I think they're right on the money. Indeed, as I said earlier, you know, we've all made mistakes. I've had plenty of my own, but I've been doing this for over 50 years, so hopefully this is a distillation of what to do and what not to do, and the key to it is simplicity. We overcomplicate things by getting deluged with all this massive information and stock tips and everything else. There is a simple way to do this. History is on your side, and that's what we try to focus on.
Well, this is a gift, Peter, what you and Jeff are giving to the public here, and I know that they will be blessed when they read it and they start employing the advice that is included here. It's for them to decide. I mean, we're free choice agents, but great ideas and 50 years of experience. Why not take advantage of that consult? And guess what? It's the price of the book that's available at all the usual places, right, Peter?
Absolutely. And Bill, thanks for having me on. You're a radio legend. It's a great thrill to be on with you.
Well, Peter, thank you so much. The 30-Minute Millionaire, The Smart Way to Achieving Financial Freedom, written by Peter Tennis and Jeff Cox. This is Bill Martinez, just about 29 minutes after the hour. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, why everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new XS Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the XS brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/XS.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, America, just the way you like it. Why not? Hey, I appreciate you joining us for the ride this morning, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And by the way, if you want to be entered in that opportunity for that free movie, Risen, which is going to be digitally released tomorrow, and then the DVD Blu-ray comes out on May the 24th, you have a chance to win it free. Why not? Just send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running for it. You know, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's just that simple. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. This next story that and life experience, I mean, there's so much more to this. You can't help but feel you're a bit on hallowed ground talking about somebody's life, the storyline, the book that he left as part of his legacy, not only for his family but for the rest of us, is just absolutely profound. I'm talking about Paul Kalanithi, who wrote the book. It's a New York Times bestseller, When Breath Becomes Air. And Paul has passed since March. He passed away, and his wife is with us to tell us her story and to represent Paul as best she can. Paul was such a gifted individual. You can only imagine. I mean, he spent 10 years to become a neurosurgeon. His background was just one success record, one accolade after another, and we lost him way too early. But in the process of him moving on, he left a great story for us to read and to be blessed by, When Breath Becomes Air. And with us right now is Paul's wife, Lucy Kalanithi. Lucy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you, and thank you to your family for sharing Paul with us.
and our sympathies are with you in such a way. I'm giving you a radio hug here in my sort of way that I can do this because this book and what it reveals about a very extraordinary young man who passed, what was he, 35, 36 years old?
That's right. He was diagnosed when he was 36, and then he died right before he turned 38.
Well, and this book is something that we all deal with at different times. People have asked me, from time to time, we talk about dealing with our mortality. And for him, he dealt with it. And we all deal with mortality, the issue of mortality at different ages. I mean, for me, I had to deal with it when I was 21. It was like, wow, it really stopped me in my tracks. Other people, it could be a certain year or a certain crisis in their life. But this book is about mortality, isn't it, in some ways?
Yes. You kind of talked about Paul's education and what he had done in his life. And he started out actually as an English major and always thought he'd be a writer. And he was very interested in reading and understanding mortality and sort of what it means to be human. And then those same questions led him into being a doctor, where he could help people grapple with that. And then he himself was diagnosed with a terminal illness when he was 36. And you're right, that came into the fore in a really personal way. And that's what he was struggling with. And so the book is about dying. It's also about living. It's sort of in the thick of it, you know?
Well, it's most amazing that somebody of Paul's talent and background, as you say, a neurosurgeon, he was a writer. He grew up in Kingman, Arizona, graduated from Stanford University with a BA and an MA in English Lit, a BA in Human Biology. He earns a master's in philosophy and history and philosophy of science and medicine from the University of Cambridge. He graduates cum laude from the Yale School of Medicine, where he was inducted into the Alpha Omega Alpha National Medical Honor Society. As we said, his accomplishments were incredible. And, the loss for, I believe all the way around, family, friends, maybe patients, was severe, because here you had somebody who had trained, to be a neurosurgeon, and his life comes up short. And I'm sure that brings a lot of questions.
Yeah, although it's so nice the way you said, even at the beginning of the show when you said we lost him too soon, the fact that you used the word we, mm-hmm. This whole process obviously has taught me something about grief and what it means to grieve mm-hmm. within a community. And for me, promoting the book and even talking with you, you know, it's sort of this collective experience of grief around my own husband. And it kind of teaches me something about how to approach helping other people with a loss, you know, because when someone dies, you do feel like it's so singular, but then it's something that we all have to cope with and deal with ourselves.
Well, life is, the journey that we live on, and when you have a loss of an extraordinary individual that was so gifted and so giving, and that's why I feel the we in that, is that, everybody loses something here. But like anything that's lost, there is the potential for gain. And I think Paul, in his book and in his writings, expressed a part of his soul that was so deep and profound that it's the reason why this has become a number one New York Times bestseller, is that it is connecting with people, Lucy.
It's really exciting to see. He would have been thrilled. And I'm sure I'm sort of cringing on his behalf as you're going through his educational achievement. Because, when he was seeking that education, it's really a gift to do that. And he was after the big questions about what makes life meaningful, So as he traversed his way through literature and philosophy and then medicine, he was actually a really humble person. And he was really sort of seeking in earnest, what does it mean to be human, and how do we help each other through the tough experiences we go through, and I think that's part of what people are responding to when they're reading and sharing the book. And he would have been so gratified to see that his journey was helping to guide other people. He would have been thrilled.
Well, Lucy, when you study things like this and you go that deep, you can go one road or the other. You can become very arrogant about it, or you can become humble in the awesomeness of life and what it represents. Not only for us individually, but when you look out over God's creation, you stand in awe of it. As one philosopher said, about speaking of humanity is I've never met a mere mortal. And I sense that Paul had that same spirit about him and that same awareness is that though he was dealing with the mortality issue of life, which is profound in and of itself, the good news is that from the realization of one's mortality, and it is that meditation where you really pause and you think about, you know, how humbling it is to be mortal, and then you get to that point on the other side that says, hey, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to celebrate life here, right?
Yes, that's right. That's beautiful. I couldn't have said it better.
Well, and for him, here it is, you know, and I imagine as he when he got the diagnosis that he was terminal, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, I just spent all this time. I've invested everything here. And was this for nothing?
Right. You know, it's interesting. We looked at his CT scan together. We were standing next to each other in his hospital room, and he'd been losing weight over a period of time and started to have night sweats and a cough and really bad back pain. And then we looked at his CT scan together, and we could immediately see cancer throughout all his organs. And both being doctors, we sort of had this lucky experience in a way where we skipped past the question of why me, why did this happen, how could this happen, because we'd seen it happen, you know, in devastating ways to many other families. And one of our first reactions was, you know, now it's our turn. Now it's our turn to do this. And one of the first things he said to me was, I want you to get remarried. And so the next question was, you know, how do we make sense of this? How do we move forward? What does it mean for our lives?
And, of course, you have a daughter together, Elizabeth Acadia.
Right.
I love
That's
that name, right. Elizabeth. What a beautiful name. And how old is Elizabeth now?
She's about to be 2, actually. She was 8 months
wow.
old when Paul died.
Oh, wow. Well, all I can say to you is my sympathies are with you, Lucy. This is such a special book. And I'm so glad that Paul was able to leave a piece of himself behind, not only for you, but for all of us. When Breath Becomes Air, available at all the usual places, it'll be linked on our website as well.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA+. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity. or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we come at you every day for 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you along with us for the ride in over 275 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much. Our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? I'll tell you why. Because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of their baby don't go through with the abortion. And, of course, you know, that's going to hurt business for Planned Parenthood, right? I mean, just add it up. It's sadly, it is about the money. And that is a sad, you know, a sad part of Planned Parenthood. But it's also why I decided to partner with Save the Storks. And I hope that you will get on the bus with us. Right now, they got 21 buses across the country, as best they can cover with 21 buses, you can imagine. They're parked outside of abortion clinics, and they offer women an opportunity to choose life. They offer them an ultrasound picture of their baby, their first baby picture. Can you imagine? 85-90% of the women that get this picture say, you know what? I'm going to choose life. I'm not going to go through that door, that abortion clinic door. I'm going to choose life. And the thing is, what I appreciate about Save the Storks, they know that this is just the beginning. It is not the end. And they're there to come alongside these women and help them through this transition. Now that they've decided to choose life, okay, what's going to happen is adoption in consideration. Do they need help because they find themselves in a situation where, you know, they cannot... you know, they need help in taking care of this child. They've now chosen life, and they're there with them to help them through the whole process, as opposed to going through that other door, having an abortion, and, you know, they don't even get a Christmas card from, you know, Planned Parenthood or these abortion clinics. They don't follow up. They don't care. I mean, even Abby Johnson said that. She worked for Planned Parenthood, and she got in trouble when she said, is there anything more that we can do? Oh, no, you can't even address that issue doing any more for these women because that makes things too complicated. Give them a call, would you? I'm talking about SaveTheStorks.com. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. Any size donation will be much appreciated. Thank you for partnering with us, getting on the bus, as we say, 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Thank you for choosing life and getting on the bus with us. For more information, SaveTheStorks.com. And when you talk to them, make sure you tell them that Bill Martinez sent you their way. Well, we were able to get George Lombardi back with us. I made a mistake. And it's a scheduling issue, so we moved him around. And George, thank you so much for being available. George Lombardi, a little bit of his background here, former executive director of the International Council for Economic Development, international political and business consultant, leader of the Tea Party in Italy. Believe it, Tea Party Italy, yes. And George Lombardi with us right now. George, thank you so much for being able to adjust your schedule and come on with us at this hour. Appreciate it.
Love to be with you guys. No problem.
Well, George, you know, a lot has been talked about trade, TPP. You know, some people don't quite understand what's going on, but you're the expert, and you understand the trade issue, the deficiencies, where we are right now. Trump says, hey, look, he's going to level out the playing field. You know, you've known Donald Trump for 30 years, and when he says to us that he's going to level out the playing field and make it a fair opportunity for America so that we can be great again, he knows what he's talking about, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And, you know, let me make it extremely clear. Everything that Donald is talking about is, it really comes down to jobs. Creating good paying jobs, not the kind of, you know, McDonald flipping, you know, cheap jobs, but really good job for Americans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole thing started with the wall. Well, the wall was never about immigration. The wall was about, you know, keeping jobs in America and creating more jobs. The wall was just, you know, Donald always said, you know, it's not like I have anything against, you know, people that comes here illegally, because I understand their situation. You know, they're trying to escape poverty, and we understand that. We want to have a big door for people that wants to come here, but they have to come legally. Because what those tens of millions, because it's 11 million right now, but there's millions that also came in the past years. What they did, you know, is they created a really a black market of underpaid jobs, because mm-hmm. those people, unfortunately, they work for $5, $6, $7 an hour. So what happened is that wages, they also go down. Mm-hmm. And it's not only that Americans lose jobs, but even, you know, the jobs that they still left, you know, people want to pay you what, you know, the new guys on the blocks are coming, and they're hurting everybody else.
Exactly.
And the same thing with the trade. It's not because we care about China, we care about, it's because we want those factories to stay in the U.S., you know, Ford to stay in Michigan, and so on and so on. Also in California, so many companies are moving over the border, and we can't allow that to continue, you know, unchecked. You know, it has to be checked.
Yes. Well, what I appreciate, George, on this issue, and being of Hispanic descent, obviously, with a name like Martinez, you understand that, is that, you know, is that we don't want people coming here in the country and living in the shadows. They deserve more. They're human beings. They deserve their value. And when they cheapen themselves out of desperation, and I understand, look, at if I was in their situation, I would do everything. Scratch, crawl, do whatever to try to come here, but it's not serving their best interests in the long run. Yes, they're sending money to Mexico, a lot of money, every year to help their families, but it cheapens them. It devalues them as human beings. And we are a country of value. We value the citizens. We want to value people who come here, because if they're valued, they're going to perform at a higher level. This is what Donald Trump knows in his organization. He values his people who work for him, and guess how they respond? They help him build a multi-billion dollar business and industry because he values them, and that's what is at the heart of this. It's not about minimum wage. You know, I like Donald Trump. I'm for maximum wage. Go out there and exercise the free market and make as much as you can, not the minimum amount.
And you are 100% correct. And you know, like, I came here about 30, 40 years ago from Italy. So, you know, it's not like a, but I came from you know, from the front door. You know, I had to do the whole legal stuff and application and, you know, residency, and eventually I became a citizen. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we want a lot of people to come in and work, but we wanted to do the right thing also because you know as well as I know that I'm, the moment that there is that underground, then you have what the cartels, you have other criminal organizations that prey on that multitude of people because they're illegal, they're actually being blackmailed. Here in Florida, you don't know how many species, you know, Spanish people, you know, they say, oh, Mr. Lombardi, hey, yes, I am for Trump, but I cannot say this. I cannot even have, you know, the sticker in my car because otherwise I'm going to get in trouble. Why? Because the people that manages them, you know, and we know who they are, you know, they don't like that. They don't want that. So, you know, they have to live, I don't mean in fear, but, you know, they're always watching behind their back. But those other guys, you know, take advantage of them. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. And we want to protect them.
Mm-hmm. And we want people like yourself, George, who are coming here to this country, not because you're a Republican or Democrat, but we want you to have a fair chance at being successful and that you have something to add. You stood in line. You went through the process. You chose America, and America chooses immigrants who come to this country that want to further the freedoms that we have here, not pull us back and not come in and destroy. You know, like right now, we've got immigrants coming. Trump has been criticized for saying, look, let's call time out on having Muslims come here until we get our hands and understanding around this. When you have security experts saying, hey, we can't vet all these people coming in. And on top of that, when you consider the people that are coming in, most of these are young men, unmarried, coming to this country that are a fighting age. Are we opening up ourselves into some potential disaster?
Well, trouble. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something else. You know, there is a form, I forgot if it's 1040 or something, I'm not 9240, something like that. When you come into the country, when you come from another country with a visa, with a permit, with whatever, there is a form that asks you certain questions. Are you this? Do you have any disease? Do you have and then another question is, are you a member of the Communist Party? Because it's still there in the books. And if you say yes, you're not allowed in. But then the question after that, it says, are you supporting any organization that is that has as a goal the overthrow of the American government and its institutions? And if you say yes, of course you cannot come in. Well, you know what? Every good Muslim will tell you that Sharia law, which means the religious law, is above the law of the land, above the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So if you're really honest, if you're really a good, honest Muslim, and you say, well, I really can't sign up there because for me, Sharia is more important than the Constitution. So you know what? The American laws, as they are right now, it says, sorry, sir, you cannot come in because if you come in, you must abide by our laws.
Well, George, we're going to have to pick up the conversation next time you come back. George Lombardi on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.